We are bringing our 40 day of celebration to a conclusion with a celebration. And it would be just good for us just to be thinking about what we have learned in the past 40 days and talk about this and remember some of these things. Pastor Scott and I are going to do a little tag team and bring the highlight in terms of what's happening. And for those of you who are visiting this morning, ushers do have a brochure just to welcome you, let you know that what our church is all about. And just like you see it a little bit later, raise your hand and let them know what's going on. But thank you. This morning, a great verse in Deuteronomy, it says, remember today what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences with Him. So we want to remember, and as we remember, and also we want to respond. Let's bow to prayer. Father, we just want to say thank you for the privilege to be able to be here, to share this morning together, and Lord, to remember our experiences with you. And remember that, Lord, as we look back, we have the privilege to look forward to even greater joys and experiences. We give you the praise and come be in our midst now this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the adventure that we've been on, my prayer is that as the Lord Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem, remember this as Palm Sunday, and as he rode into Jerusalem, he was coming into Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose. And my prayer is for each of us that we have a sense that we are coming along with the Lord and we want to fulfill our purpose as well. And this is going to be a time just to remember again what God is calling us to do. And the first thing, just to remember, the first thing that we learned, our purpose, is the fact that I was planned for God's pleasure. Plan for God's pleasure. I hope you never lose sight of that. Plan for His pleasure. And I really appreciate some of the emails, letters, and notes that you shared with me, some things that you learned in this journey. One person said this, in fact, several made this kind of comment, so my statement is this. One thing that a person learned, and that is that life is all about God and not about me. How important that is. This is what one person wrote. Thank you for reminding me that life is not about me, my happiness, my career, my pleasure, my success, and my comfort. God made me for Himself. Wow. And the next person wrote, reading Rick Warren's book opened my eyes that God not only made me, but made me for His pleasure. And that means He wants me to love Him back. I hope this is something that's going to become very real in your life. That as you know God's purpose for your life, He made you for His pleasure, but He wants you to love Him back. Love Him back. And as we do that, this is an act of worship. And worship is something that we are involved in every day. And I hope that today you're drawing closer to Him. But then as we gather here, this is like the family coming together, lifting up His name, rejoicing in Him, and expressing to Him all that we've experienced in loving Him and Him loving us. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship.